Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is a Saturday morning, the 3rd of December, time once again for a little car care talk here on 830 WCCO. Denny Long here. If you're new to the show, thanks for checking us out. Let me introduce you to a guy that runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. He is an ASC certified technician there, among other things, man of many hats. Nick Stoffel is with us this morning. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning, Denny.
How are things at Lloyd's this past week? It's always busy, so I guess the question is...
I think we kind of made it to the big tire push here, finally. A lot of folks had waited till they needed them, and then obviously we got that snow, and we found out that we needed tires. So we kind of made it through that, and then, you know, the other thing, if you haven't had your car serviced for winter yet, you know, tires, your battery. If your battery is 4 or 5 years old, it's likely not to make it through the winter. So there's a few... simple things you can do with the service to kind of make your life a little smoother through the cold months here.
While we're waiting for calls or text messages, by the way, if you have any kind of a car care question, you need to bring in your vehicle for service at your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, and you want to know what could be ailing, call Nick or text Nick. Same number, 651-461-9226. Keep in mind, it's a short-term thing here. Then Nick takes his leave about 7:45, so don't wait. And you don't, again, have to be a gearhead or a motorhead to ask any kind of a car care question you want. 651-461-9226 while we're waiting for some folks. Nick, a couple of things from last week we did not get to. I know we talked about cold weather affecting our mileage, but another question that I don't think we ever got to that I think probably is related, you'll have to tell me, is that a listener said in the cold weather months in the garage when they go out to start the car, and it only happens in cold weather, that they smell gas when they start the vehicle. And they said it does not happen in warm or hot weather. What's the deal with what possibly could be the reason there and only happens in cold weather?
You know, it depends on the make and model of the vehicle. My first assumption is it's something with the evaporative system kind of iced up or froze up, one of those little solenoids. So you don't have necessarily a fuel leak, but it was venting some fuel vapors. The same as leaving like a gas cap off of a gas, or a cap off of a gas can. You'd have a little bit of that smell. So I don't think it's super alarming, but it's worth noting. Maybe the next time you go to have your vehicle serviced, maybe you can drop it off the night before with the folks that service your vehicle, and they can put a nose to it in the morning and confirm or find out why that's doing that. I've also seen where, depending on the vintage vehicle here, where some of the fuel line hoses, you know, things contract and expand with temperature, that when it gets cold, things contract enough where it can allow a little bit of seeping, a little sweating, which can also cause a little bit of smell. So I don't think it's a major issue, but it's worth making a note of when you make your appointment next time. Say, hey, can I drop it the night before? You keep it outside, keep it cold, put a nose to it, and then hopefully it's a simple resolution.
Yeah, good idea. 651-461-9226. Call or text your car care question before Nick takes his leave today. Let's go to the phones, and Nick. Jim is calling in, I believe, from Mendota Heights this morning. Jim, thank you. What's your question for Nick?
Yes, I have a 2012 Cadillac CTS wagon with a 3.0-liter V6 engine, and the other day, all of a sudden, the oil pressure dropped to zero. The light came on, and the message center said something about oil pressure problem. Now, the engine does not knock, and I've replaced the oil pressure sensor switch, and that has not helped. Are you familiar with this or have any ideas?
Well, I'd like to get a scan tool connected to it to see where we're losing our information. I'd also like to, you know, take that sensor and put a mechanical gauge on it to physically measure oil pressure. If you're able to replace the switch, maybe you can rent or borrow an actual gauge. If your pressure is good, which I would think it is based on the fact you have no noise, there's either something with the sensor replaced. If it's an OE sensor, if it's an aftermarket sensor, that could cause a bit of a problem. So I'll go get an original equipment sensor and then get a scan tool to try to read, because if we're not seeing that on the gauge, but we're seeing it in the computer, maybe there's an issue with the gauge. So we need to do a little troubleshooting and eliminating some stuff. Mechanical gauge, an OE sensor, and a scan tool to try to read the pressure out of the computer.
All right. Very good, Jim. Hope that helped. Thank you for the call. Let's grab another one before the break. Phil calling in from Cannon Falls this morning. Thanks, Phil. What is your question?
I purchased a new RAV4.
Phil calling in from Cannon Falls this morning. Thanks, Phil. What is your question?
I purchased a new RAV4 hybrid at the end of August. And Toyota Care is saying 10,000 miles for the interval of oil changes. And I'm wondering, should I really wait that long? Am I wasting money to change sooner, or am I possibly risking some engine problems to wait for that interval?
So I can't more strongly have an opinion that a synthetic oil change, which most all new vehicles are, anything in the last several years or dozen years or whatever, or not dozen, but handful of years, uses a synthetic oil, 5,000 miles. We see a lot more mechanical-related issues from sludge. There's a lot more going on. The oil does more than just lubricate the engine now. It's also managing and controlling some of the valve timing items. And there's very small passages. If we get any carbon in there, any sludge in there, it creates havoc for these systems. So I know the manufacturers want us to extend oil intervals. I don't know the reasoning. Maybe it's because of our climate. I can't tell you that I'm smarter than them, because I'm clearly not. But I can tell you without a doubt, 5,000 miles on a synthetic oil change, we 100% of the time recommend. Intervals, what they recommend is one thing, but in our climate, what we see in our shop, I can't stress it enough.
Yeah, and we've talked about that a lot and often on this show, and I follow you guys, you and Dan, because you recommend, as far as regular oil, and how many folks use the regular oil at 3,000 mile change, but 5,000, I always try to stick with that. That's the engine's lifeblood. I hate to put it, I know it's expensive, but it's the cheapest maintenance you can do, right, as far as being proactive.
We do more timing chain repairs because they stretch, because they overheat, because that buildup of sludge doesn't allow the heat to dissipate. So these chains, the timing chain, doesn't have to stretch very much to get the whole engine out of time, and then you're dead in the water, and, it's a couple thousand dollar repair or better, I guess. And just can't a good quality synthetic oil, 5,000 miles. And good quality kind of goes with price. There's a lot of things out there, and there's a lot of, you go online, you can learn a lot. But I like the brand name stuff. You don't have to buy the most expensive, but a good quality synthetic is the best way to go.
Yep. Hang on. Excuse me. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a quick break here. Invite our listeners to join in. We have some texters we want to get some help to. 651-461-9226. It's currently 4 above 0 in the Twin Cities. We're going to hit a high, if you want to call it that, near 16 today. And I can tell you at the moment, the wind chill is at a minus 10. Fair skies in the Twin Cities. CCO temp, 4 above. We'll be right back. And a good Saturday morning to you, the 3rd of December, a chilly one. We have 4 degrees above zero on our way to 16 here in the Twin Cities, but a warmer day tomorrow. We'll get up to around 30. We're in the midst of our car care show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Where exactly is Lloyd's located? And if folks want to get in touch, how do we do that?
Well, as you know, because you've been there many times, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, which is 2 blocks east of Lexington Parkway in St. Paul. If you ever have to give us a call, we're at 651-228-2000. 1316. And if you're on your phone or your device, it's LloydsAutomotive.net.
Very good. We're going to get you that info before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 or so this morning. If you have any kind of a car, a truck, van problem, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Nick, here is a text about a 2017 Jeep Wrangler. Texter says, I can manually shift in and out of four-wheel drive. I've always heard, Texter says, that driving in four-wheel drive on dry pavement can damage the transfer case. Can you please comment on that in the context of driving on roads that are partially snow-covered and partially dry? That comes from Dale in Stillwater.
Well, you know, yesteryears, yes, I think maybe it was hard because there's a lot more heat and there were true four-wheel drive. There was a lot of binding and it was real stiff. Most newer late-model vehicles, there's some slipping mechanisms, some clutches built into it to allow it to handle the, you know, snow-covered dry pavement. You know, it's you can't be switching back and forth constantly. So it's designed to handle it, yes. Now, if I was on the interstate going 70 miles an hour for 3 hours, I probably wouldn't be in four-wheel drive, no. But, you know, around town, roads are like they are now, absolutely should have it in four-wheel drive. Don't risk yourself getting stuck or spinning out or something. You know, use the car and its features to your advantage.
Okay. Another text says this. Hi, Denny and Nick. Wondering Nick's opinion on when you live in Minnesota, what's the rule of thumb, if any, for changing our car battery?
Well, that's a lot of factors. Certain makes and models are a little harder on batteries. There's some batteries that are a newer technology, an AGM with a glass mat battery that tend to last longer and have a little better duration. But typically 4 or 5 years on your average run-of-the-mill vehicle, I think is reasonable. Some of the maybe smaller vehicles, subcompact vehicles, have a smaller battery. Might be a little bit sooner because the battery just doesn't have the size to handle the winter. So 4 to 5 years is a fair number. If you have a small car, it might be a little bit sooner.
All right. You're going to have to help me with this one. I own, Texter says, a BMW 328i. I'm looking at getting a performance chip to install myself. Can I take my car into a shop, have them do the same adjustments to the fuel air mixture that the performance chip will do, and skip buying the performance chip? What's that about, Nick?
So there's a lot of going back, Denny, when you were young and guys would put different camshafts and different headers and carburetors and all these things to the cars to give more horsepower, a little more oomph, and, you know, a little more go fast. Well, now vehicles, there's a chip. You know, you can get online, you can research, you can find these chips, you can make adjustments, fuel injectors. There's a lot of things you can do. We don't do that. It worries me because if you change one thing, how does it affect another? So I always caution people, if this is your daily driver, the car you drive every day, you better find the person that's the pro that does that done 1,000 of them, not you and your buddy, because you might end up creating bigger damage to your vehicle than intended. Now, obviously, if you get the guy done it 1,000 times, he knows what he's doing. It's going to be expensive. So if you're looking for a budget plan, I would leave it alone. I'd save up the money so you can afford to have the right people with the right capabilities to get that fixed up for you.
Yeah, that's pretty wise. I'll tell you what, let's do this. I'm getting a signal here. Let's do this. I'm going to take a break for forecast, see what that forecast calls for, see how long this cold weather will last. And when we come back, we're going to be taking more questions. But don't wait. If you have any kind of a car, truck, van problem, you want to just get a little analysis over the radio, call us or text us. Call Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive. It's 651-461-9226. That's our phone and text number, 651-461-9226. On a chilly Saturday from News Talk 830, this is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, and right there in Grand Avenue. Nick, we have, as usual, callers and texters. So we'll put you back to work here before you head out of here. Let's grab a phone call first. Jerry calling in from, I think, Minnetonka this morning. Thanks for waiting, Jerry. What is your question?
Good morning, great guys. I love your show. I got a 1995 Jeep YJ, I think it is, four-wheel drive, and I've been running 1040 Valvoline in it this whole life, and I was just, it's conventional oil, not synthetic. What do you think about switching to synthetic on an older vehicle?
I don't like it, and I don't, this is what I was told, okay, you know, going back a bunch of years. The detergents in the synthetic oils are much better. They deal with, like, the carbon and the sludge a lot better. My fear would be in an older vehicle where there's going to be some residue built up. If you change the oil on a regular basis, that's good. But if you go to the synthetic, you might start cleaning and clearing away some of that sludge, potentially creating a problem for yourself or maybe even a leak. If anything, if you're worried about sludge or any buildup, maybe change the oil more often. If you're not driving it that much, an extra oil change over the course of the year probably isn't that much money. But I guess I don't know. I don't know about changing the type of oil you're using after that many years. I just think I would probably advise against it. Opinion.
I guess it goes back to the thing, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know, in that regard. But that's an interesting angle from there, from the switching. Because in a newer vehicle, I mean newer, it could be maybe just 5 years old, 6 years old. Of course, when did they start using synthetic oil as the manufacturer? Quite a few years ago by now, I would think.
It's been quite a while now. Not every vehicle, but a vast majority of them are using synthetic oil right from the manufacturer.
Yeah.
So, and even conventional oil, for the most part, is a semi-synthetic, unless it's a real, real low-priced product, and you shouldn't use that. You know, don't saving a buck on five quarts of oil is not worth it. I can't stress
right.
enough. You know, it's just and same with the filter too. Use the, you know, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you go to the parts store, you line it up all, and you got the good, better, best option. Buy the best. You're already saving the money doing it yourself. Treat your car; it'll appreciate it. Buy the better product for sure.
Absolutely. Texter says this, Nick: if my engine does have sludge buildup from the previous owner not changing the oil regularly, is there a product I can buy to put into the engine to rid it of the sludge, or how would I go about getting any potential sludge out of the engine?
Well, like we touched on, there are some products you can use. There's some engine flushes, which I think work okay. I don't know how bad, and of course nobody knows until you take it apart. So I'd proceed cautiously. Your next oil change, maybe get one of those products. If you're concerned about it, like I said, shorten the interval. I mean, there's detergents and cleaners in all oil. By shortening that interval, using a high-quality filter will collect more and catch more of that. So over the course of a few services, it can make it better. Will it ever be new again? No. But it could definitely make it better, maybe prevent any potential issue going forward.
Here's a tire question from a listener. It says, I'm looking for new tires for a 2021 Toyota Highlander Hybrid Platinum. Having visited multiple tire stores, Texter was unable to get an answer of the same tire from any dealer. They were told H-speed tires are okay. I was told they had to be V-speed tires. I'm confused between all weather and all season. With these two parameters in mind, what do you recommend for that vehicle?
For the most part, all weather, all season are the same thing. It's just a different way of putting the same different words. Inside the driver's door, you open the driver's door and the door jamb, there's going to be a size and a speed rating. And your vehicle is new enough and has the original tires on it, has a speed rating on there. Now, the reason for that speed rating isn't just speed. So, like the V tires are rated to 150 miles an hour. Nobody goes that fast. We know that. But, hopefully I can explain this simply enough, those are lower profile tires. The tire's skinny. The higher speed-rated tires have a stronger sidewall, a stiffer sidewall. And if your tire is skinny, you want a stiffer sidewall to absorb potholes, curbs, snow, ice, whatever it is. So you don't want to get too low of a speed rating because it can make that sidewall softer and potentially create a problem for yourself on a rough road. So stick to what the manufacturer says. It's inside the door jamb, the size, the speed rating. You follow those rules, you'll be just fine.
I want to alert our listeners, if we don't get all the text questions answered, we'll hang on to them until next week's show, and we'll open up with those because our time is so limited today, as usual. Here's a 2009 Toyota Camry. Will 10W30 full synthetic oil hurt the engine? I don't know what the manufacturer would call for that. back then.
It's probably a 520 or 020. I guess I would ask the listener, why do they want to put a 1030 in it? Once again, these the weight of the oil, I mean, the reason I say they change the oil more often, their interval, is based on what we see from buildup. You know, and the best way to prevent that is to do the interval more often. I'm not a chemist. I can't tell you changing the weight of the oil. The tolerances on newer model engines is very, very tight. So the thicker oil, the heavier weight oil, may not do the same job doing the lubricating process of it. So I would probably advise against going against the owner's manual. It'll probably say 020 or 520 on that vehicle. I would use those two products. I think you're going up to the 1030 is probably a bit of a stretch, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Nick, thanks a bunch. We're going to save the rest of the text messages that I said. We'll open up the show next week. In the meantime, you have a good week. Say hi to the whole crew there at Lloyd's. How do we get in touch with you guys if we need to see you?
Real quick here. So we're at 982 Grand Avenue. If you ever have to give us a call, it's 651-228-1316. And it's LloydsAutomotive.net.
Yeah, great place. Fun place. Nick, we'll see you soon, and thanks again. Have a good week. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell from Haskell's Wine Chat here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.